Today's daf is Vachem Daf Zayin. Today's shir is co-sponsored. It is sponsored first by Shlomo and Rivka Wilimowski on the occasion of the yahrzeit of Rivka's father, Rabbi Yehuda Solash, Zichrono Levracha, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow, is on Shabbos. Today's shir is also sponsored anonymously, L'Refuah Shlema, for Atara Malka Bas Rivka Ilana. We thank the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. And the neshama of Rivka's father should have an aliyah, and we wish Refuah Shlema to Atara Malka Bas Rivka Ilana. So today we are going to first begin by finishing off the discussion from yesterday. We left off on the second line of the page on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is going to start by bringing yet another raya that an ola can be mechaper for an assay that's violated after you already mafresh the animal as a carbon. You already designated that animal to be a carbon, and then you violate the assay. The ola could be mechaper for that as well. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas if you shecht a toda l'shem todas chavero. So what exactly that means is a major discussion in Rishonim and Achronim, but you shecht one toda l'shem another toda. We'll get into the details, Be'ez Hashem, a little bit later. Then the Gemara is going to have the bulk of the daf is going to revolve around six different statements of Rava. Rava is going to talk about, we're not going to go through all six right now, but some of them, that a chatas that shechted l'shem another chatas, or l'shem someone who's chayiv an ola, or l'shem someone who's not chayiv anything, whether such a chatas is going to be kosher. What about the status of an ola that's brought la'achar misa with shinoi kodesh, or the shinoi bailim? Does the fact that it's la'achar misa change anything thing when it's done with Bishina Kodesh or Bishina Bailim, and how when Ola is not a total mechaper, a person requires tshuva as well when it comes to an Ola, and even even though an Ola is mechaper for an assay, it's not mechaper all alone. It's really essentially a doron. And then the Gemara is going to get into the source that a Korban Pesach is pasul if it's brought Shalol L'Shma or Shalol L'Shem Bailev, and then at the very end of the daf, which we're probably not going to get to today going into tomorrow's daf, the source that a Korban Chatos, that Shalol L'Shmo is pasul. So Pesach and Chatos being the exceptions, the Gemara is going to go through each one, why they are the exception, why the halacha is that Shalol L'Shmo by each of them is pasul. So again, let's begin Va'od on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, second line of the page. So Va'od, another raya that Rav Yosef ben Rav Shmuel brings to Rav Papa, that even if you can say that it's the second seir of the two seire atzeres is only brought when you're mafresh them ze achar ze, and the second seir is being mechaper on any tumah that happened between the afrasha of the first one and the afrasha of the second one, still we're going to be able to bring a raya from a shaila that Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zera, that an ola could be mechaper an asay la achar afrasha, that an ola could be mechaper on a violation of an asay after you already mafresh the animal as a carbon. Because Habay Mine Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yirmi asked from Rabbi Zera the following: Seire atzeres shekibel domen b'shnei kosos. If you have the seirim of Shavuos, where you makabel the dam of the, you shech them both at the same time, but you makabel the dam in two separate kosos. V'nizrak domo shel rishon sheni lama huba. So Rabbi Yirmi wants to know if you already were zorik the dam of the first seir, what's the purpose of the second one? There was no lag of time between the shechita of the first one and the shechita of the second one, so nothing could have gone wrong that you need the dam of the second one to be mechaper for anything. So all the tumos that happened up until the shechita of the first one already have a kapara with the first one, and there is no tumah that happens between the shechita of the first one and the shechita of the second one. Al tumah shira ben zrika shall ben zrika shall ze leze, that if so Rabbi Zera answers that the dam of the second seer is mechaper for tumah that happens between the zrika of the first one and the zrika of the second one. So you see that according to Rabbi Zera, the seer is mechaper even not only for tumah that happens after the afrasha, for tumah that happens after the shechita, as long as it happens before the zrikas of Adam, but obviously, clearly, for any tumma that happens after the Afrasha. But we're not bringing a raya from Rabbi Zeir. We're bringing a raya from Rabbi Yirmiyah's Shaila. So Ad Kalomi Bayile Ella Asei D'Lachar Shchita. Rabbi Yirmiyah's whole Shaila is only why do you need the dam of the second one? Because after all, after the Shchita happened at the same time, and you're not going to be mechapa for anything that happens after the Shchita anyway. Avla Asei D'Lachar Afrasha Lo Kami Bayile. But apparently, he wasn't bothered about the Asei L'Achar Afrasha. Asei L'Achar Afrasha, he thinks it will taka be mechaper. So says Gemara, no, it's not a raya. The fact that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the Shaila about an Asei L'Achar Shchita, now what's the point? Because it's not going to be mechaper for Asei L'Achar Shchita, does not necessarily prove anything about an Asei that's violated L'Achar Afrasha. Because Dilma, Imtim Tzolomer Ka'amar. Maybe Rabbi Yirmiyah was saying it not as a given, that an Asei L'Achar Afrasha is definitely covered by the is definitely covered by the zrika of this animal. No, maybe he's saying imtim tzolomar, that if it were true that an asei l'achar afrasha is covered, what about an asei l'achar shchita? Is an asei l'achar shchita the same thing? So therefore, we don't know whether what the answer is, because Rabbi Yirmiyah himself didn't know. Rabbi Zeira thinks that it's mechaper even on but we don't pass him like Rabbi Zeira, so our Shaila is within Rabbi Yirmiyah. So the Achronim raised the question, the Leshem Zevach raised the question, the Leshem Zevach raised the question, what's the Raya then? Meaning, why is it not a Raya from Rabbi Zeira? Because we don't pass him like Rabbi Zeira. And who says we pass on like Rabbi Yirmiyah then? Meaning these are Divrei Amoraim, this is not Tanaim that we're talking about. So how can we attempt to bring a Raya from Rabbi Yirmiyah? Just like we don't pass on like Rabbi Zeira, it could be we don't pass on like Rabbi Yirmiyah. So he suggests that you're right, we cannot be poshet from an Amora when we're dealing with a question that the Amoraim raised. It's just that what the Raya from Rabbi Yirmiyah is, if he's asking only about an Asei L'Achar Shchita, it must be that it was already a given as a Svara Pshuta that an Asei L'Achar Afrasha works. Otherwise, he wouldn't have asked about an Asei L'Achar Shchita. So, therefore, the Gemara thought it was a given. Why was it a given? They must have had a tradition. This must have been from much earlier generations. So that's what the Gemara answered. No, it wasn't a given. It was an Imtim Tzolomar. It was all a theoretical discussion. If we were to somehow conclude that Asei L'Achar Afrasha is also covered by the Ola, okay, what about an Asei L'Achar Shchita? Okay, now we move on to a new topic. Itmar, todas sheshchata l'shem todas chavero. What if you have a toda that's shechted for someone else's toda? Rabba amar ksher, Rav Chista amar psula. Rabba says kasher, Rav Chista says it's pasul. Rabba amar ksher, toda l'shem toda nishchata, that it was a toda shechted l'shem toda. So even though it was shechted for someone else's toda, so it's perfectly good. Rav Chista amar psula l'shem shlamim didei nishchata be'inan. No, we require that it be shechted for your carbon toda, for your toda zevach toda shlamav. It's got to be his carbon toda, not somebody else's carbon toda. Amar Rava mina aminala. How do I know that when you shecht l'shem todas chavero, that it's not considered a shinui kodesh, and that therefore it's going to be kosher? Ditanya, because we have a brisa that tells us as follows. It says in the pasuk by carbon toda, ubisar zevach todas shlamav biyom akrivo es zvacho. Sabachal nom rishum Reb Lazar. The brisa teaches bal lamed todas sheshchata l'shem shlamim. Kshera, if you shecht the carbon toda, the shame of carbon shlamim, it's kosher. But shlamim shenishkatu l'shem toda, psulim. If you shecht a shlamim l'shem toda, it's pasul. Pasul over here means that it's not ola l'baylim l'shem chova. That's how Rashi understands, because we know that it's not mamish pasul, because shalol l'shma is kosher. It's just not ola l'baylim l'shem chova. But over here, that's the issue. The issue is about being ola l'baylim l'shem chova. So if you shecht a shlamim l'shem of carbon toda, not good enough. It's not ola l'baylim l'shem chova. But in the reverse, a toda shecht l'shem shlamim is even ola l'baylim l'shem chova. Uma hefresh bein zeh l'zeh. What's the distinction between toda l'shem shlamim and shlamim l'shem toda? That toda kriya shlamim vein shlamim kriya toda. A toda is a subcategory of a shlamim. A toda is called shlamim. It's todas shlamav. But a shlamim is not called a carbon todah. So that's just like you have chatas hakal, Torah's Moshe Avdi, the chatas of the kal and the Torah of Moshe, not the kal of the chatas or Moshe of the Torah, Rashi points out in Dav Dalet, so too, todah shlamav means the todah of shlamim, but not, can't be shlamim of a todah. So now says Rabba, so here's my raya. Shlamim l'shem todah psula. What's going to be possible if you bring a shlamim l'shem a carbon todah? But ha-todah l'shem todah, but if it were a todah l'shem a carbon todah, just a different one, l'shem todah's chavero, k'shera, that's apparently going to be kosher. Now, what would be a case of a todah l'shem todah? My love, t'chavre, it must be that it's talking about a todah l'shem todah's chavero. So it says, lo, d'day, you can't be medayik that a todah that's l'shem todah's chavero is kosher. You're diuk that a todah l'shem todah is kosher, it's true, but that's only when it's l'shem todah's d'day, that you're bringing it for your own carbon todah, meaning you're talking about a guy who's chayiv two carbon todahs. He was freed from Beis HaAsurin. So he's chayiv two separate carbon todahs. So he brings it l'shem. He originally designated l'shem this purpose, so the todah that he owes for going over a sea, and then he brought it l'shem the todah of getting out of jail. That's when we say that it's going to be kosher. Aval de chavre mai, but what would be the halacha of yishechning l'shem todas chavero? Psula, that's going to be puzzle. Says Gemara, yeah, if that were true, I'd tell you that shlamim l'shem todah psula, then instead of the braisa telling me that if you shecht a shlamim l'shem todah it's puzzle, you could say better, listening todah l'shem todah, v'kolshkein shlamim l'shem todah. It should have given an example of you shecht a shlamim, a todah l'shem todah is even puzzle, and then kal v'chomer I would know that a shlamim l'shem todah is puzzle. So if you want to tell me that a todah l'shem todas chavero is puzzle, that should have been mentioned in the Brisa, because that's the greatest chiddush, much greater chiddush to tell me that a todah l'shem todas chavero is puzzle, rather than to tell me a shlamim l'shem todas puzzle. Why does it have to give me a case of a shlamim l'shem todah? So says the Gemara, shlamim l'shem todah didei itzrichlei. Reb Lazar has to teach us the chiddush of a shlamim l'shem todah, because it's talking about not todas chavero, but shlamim l'shem your own todah. Salka daita chamina, because there's a reasonable assumption that we would have made that mida todah kriya shlamim, shlamim nami kriya todah. That if a todah is called a shlamim, and therefore if I shecht a todah l'shem shlamim, it's kasher, so I would reasonably assume that it works in the reverse as well, that a shlamim is also called the todah, v'chishach lul l'shem todah likashru, and when you shecht the shlamim, therefore the shame of carbon todah, it should be kosher. It should not be considered a shinui kodesh. Just like a todah l'shem shlamim is not considered a shinui kodesh. Kamash malan. That's why Rabbi Lazar wanted to tell me dafka a case that a todah is called a shlamim, but a shlamim is not called a todah. So even if you shecht a shlamim l'shem todah, l'shem todah shalom, it's possible. So you're right. There's an additional chiddush perhaps that a todah l'shem todah is possible, but that's not necessarily a greater chiddush, because that's a todah l'shem todas chavero, but not l'shem todah shalom. So that's why it's telling me the greater chiddush. Now, before we move on to the six statements of Rava, we just kept on using this terminology, a todah that's brought l'shem todas chavero. What does that mean, l'shem todas chavero? What exactly are the details of this case? So Rashi says, we're not talking about where you bring a carbon todah al menas that another person who's not the bailim of the todah should get a kapara with it, because that would be classic shinoi bailim, and that's not a machlokas between Rabban and Rav Chista. No, we're talking where Reuven had a todah, Shimon had a todah, you shecht the todah of Reuven for Shimon, and the todah of Shimon for Reuven, where Rabba holds that it's going to be kasher, Rav Chista is going to be pasul because of shinoi kodesh. Wait a second, isn't that exactly a shinoi bailim? You shecht this, so okay, the other bailim also is chayv a carbon todah. Why does that make an ounce of difference that the other bailim is chayv a carbon todah? Either way, I'm taking Reuven's todah and shechting it for Shimon, and Shimon's and shechting it for Reuven. So the Achronim have a hard time figuring out what Rashi is solving by making the case where one is shechting, where both of them are chayiv a korban toda, then you're shechting one for the other. The pashtus of Rashi and Tosos also over here in Dibra Maskel Toda is that it's not the same as a shinoi bailim, as a regular shinoi bailim. It's a shinoi kodesh beguf a korban, because at the time that you have a machshava that you're being mishtan the shem toda from todas Ruvain to todas Shimon, as opposed to the shinoi bailim where you're not mishtan the shema karban, you want the karban to remain yours, you just want it to be mechaper for somebody else. A very difficult chiluk. That one, a shinoi bailim is, I know that Reuven's the owner of the karban, I just want Reuven's karban to be mechaper for Shimon. Whereas shinoi toda is, no, I'm actually transferring the entire thing. I'm switching Shimon's entire karban, now it's becoming Reuven's karban. Reuven's entire karban is becoming Shimon's. Very difficult chiluk to make. In the Birchas HaZevach, in the Chok Nasan, they explain Rashi entirely differently. The way they explain Rashi is as follows. The case is that a toda was hukdash for a particular nes, and it's shechted for a nes, for another nes that didn't happen to that person, but happened to somebody else. Todas chavero does not mean for the other person. It means for someone else's nes, for something that didn't happen to me. So I, took a trip over the sea, and I shecht the korban toda l'shem, something that happened to the other guy, getting out of jail. I never went to jail. I never get out of jail. That's toda l'shem, todas chavero. It's the hoda'a that someone else went through, but that's not my hoda'a. And that's the machlokas, Rabbi and Rav Chista, whether Todas L'Shem, Todas Chavero is going to be kosher or not. Ooh, so that might play a role in determining halacha l'maisa. Shulchan Aruch passings, what about Birchas HaGomel in such a situation? That you say Birchas HaGomel for yourself, and you intended to work for someone else's tzara. So Shulchan Aruch paskins in some ratio test, a person says a Birchas HaGomel for himself and he wants to be motzi someone else, and that guy has kavana to be yotzei shomea kona, right? He's yotzei even without answering amen. And says Rama, since the mevarich was also chayiv, so it's someone who's chayiv say Birchas HaGomel being motzi someone else's chayiv, so that would work great. But says the Orim Gedolim, quoted here in the Pnei Alach section of the Masifta, what if that other guy didn't go through the same thing you went through? You just got back from Eretz Yisrael and you hold like Ramesh and Shlomo Zalman that when you travel on an airplane overseas that you recited Birchas HaGomel. He just got out of jail. He just traveled through a desert. He had some other situation of Birchas HaGomel. Is that going to work? So he says, if from our sugya it's muchach that l'chore does not work, because when you bring a toda on your nes that you're olam and ayam, that's what it's for. Karban is if you shecht it l'shem refuah, which is not your nes, then it doesn't work. So kol shekein by birchas hoda'a, you're not yotzei b'chiv with someone else's bracha without answering amen, because you're not chayiv in the same hoda'a that he's chayiv, which is an unbelievable thing, even though it's the same exact words, but it's a different hoda'a. So if it's a different hoda'a, then it's not going to be the same. It would turn out that by an airplane, one would have to be careful. I mean, let's say one travels over a desert by airplane. So two people travel, you have two people davening the same shul in New York. One of them traveled from California over the Nevada desert and didn't go over the ocean. One of them traveled from Eretz Yisrael over the ocean. So those might be two different chiyuvim. So maybe one cannot be yotzei by listening to somebody else's. Remember, the first day after, you may think it's not so relevant. Normally everyone just makes their own Birchas HaGomel. In yeshivas, the first day after a vacation, so certainly locally in the five towns, Baruch Hashem, it's somewhat of an affluent area, so there are the lineup of kids on the first day after vacation to say Gomel. It's like these are five towns problems that like you don't have time for shir because everyone is benching Gomel. So that someone thought maybe just have one person say it, have everyone else answer amen. L'chara, one could be yotzei that way. So no, but if everyone went through different things, then they can't be yotzei that way. One guy went over a desert. Ramesh holds, once you're on an airplane, it's all the same. It doesn't matter. You go over a desert, you go over the ocean, it doesn't make a difference, because it's not about desert or ocean. Ramesh holds an airplane is about being 30,000 feet in the air. That's inherently dangerous, and therefore it's all the same. It doesn't wouldn't make a difference. But that's an interesting discussion. Also, Also interesting over here, todah l'shem todas chavero, Rambam doesn't mention it at all. Rambam leaves out this halacha, this whole machlokas, Rabbi and Rav Chista, about a todah l'shem todas chavero. So in the Chazon Nachum, when he's explaining, he explains Rambam based on Rashi, that a todah l'shem todas chavero is like a chatas chelev l'shem chatas dam. And the Rambam already paskins that if you shecht a chatas chelev, meaning you ate, you are designated this chatas for the avera of eating chelev, and you shecht it l'shem another avera you happen to have done of eating dam, the Rambam paskins that's pasul. So that he understood that this would also be included. Todah l'shem todas chavero is the same thing, but the Chok Nassim is not convinced because there's a big difference between todah l'shem todas chavero and chatas chelev l'shem chatas dam. The chatas chelev l'shem chatas dam, it's pasul even when the Bailam himself is chayv both chataos. Todah, even according to Rav Chista, it's only possible if it's l'shem todas chavero. But if you are chayiv both, then it does work. That's also something that could be relevant. You have a person who went through multiple things for which he's chayiv a carbon todah. A person was flying on an airplane and he got deathly ill on the plane, and miraculously he overcame that illness while he was on the plane. So he needs a birch sagomel for overcoming his illness. He needs a birch sagomel for again, assuming like those poskim, that flying on a plane requires a birch sagomel, so can it work for both? So can you have one birch sagomel that works for both? So Pashtus is that it should. So it's not abundantly clear why the Rambam would have left this out. But okay, but the Rambam leaves it out. but the Rambam leaves out that halacha about todah l'shem todas chavero. Okay, so now we move on to the six statements of Rava. Amar Rava, statement number one. Chatas sheshchata l'shem chatas. That if you shecht the carbon chatas l'shem another carbon chatas, you were makdish this carbon for achilas chelev. You ate chelev b'shogeg, and then you shecht it l'shem the avera of achilas dam k'sheira. That's going to be kosher. Kosher over here means entirely. That it's olu l'baylim l'shem chova. There's no. It's not called shalol l'shma at all. But l'shem ola psula. If you shecht the carbon chatas l'shem a carbon ola l'mashul, it doesn't have to dafka be an ola, means not for a chatas l'shem any other carbon. Then the halacha is that it's going to be pasul. Not only that it's not ola b'alim l'shem chova, but mamish pasul. It's entirely pasul. My time. Why is it that a chatas chelu l'shem chatas dam is kosher? Because the pasuk says v'shachat osa l'chatas amar Rachmana. V'harei chatas l'shem. If you shecht it to l'shem a different kapara, it's still chatas l'shem chatas. But l'shem ola psula, it's only a psul if you shecht it l'shem ola, l'shem something else. Via Marava, second statement of Rava, chatas sheshchata al misha mechuyev chatas psula. You shecht the carbon chatas on someone else who's chayev a carbon chatas. That's pasul. That's called shinui bailim. That it's supposed to be for Reuven. You're shechting it for Shimon. Al misha mechuyev ola. But interestingly, if it's Reuven's chatas and you're shechting it for Shimon, but Shimon's not chayev a chatas, you're only shechting it for Shimon's ola. He's not chayev a chatas. Then it's kosher. That's not a problem of shinui bailim. My time. Why is it when you shecht it for someone else who's chayev a chatas, it's going to be pasul. But someone else chayev an ola, it's going to be kosher because the chiper alav the pasuk said, and we darshened alav alav al chavero. That it doesn't work for somebody else. Yeah, chaveru dum yadidei. It doesn't work for somebody else when that somebody else is in the same boat as you, when he's just like you. B'mechuyev kapara kamoso. Only if he's chayev a kapara just like you are, he's chayev a chatos just like you are, so yeah, then it's not going to work. But if he's not chayev kapara kamoso, then it will work. V'yama rava, chatos sheshchata al mi she'enu mechuyev klum. Third statement of rava, a chatos is shechted for somebody who's not chayev anything, psula, even though shinu bailim only passels when you shecht someone who's like you, who's included in your same kapara, but if you're shechting for someone who's not chayv achatas, he's not chayv anything, it's still considered dumya didei. Why? She'en l'chadam yisrael, she'en l'mechuyav asay. Everyone needs a kapara for something. So there's no one that's not at least chayiv for being mevatel a mitzvah sasei. So va'amarava chatos mechaperes al chayav yasei mikal v'chomer. And Rava taught us that a chatos is mechaper for chayav yasei based on the kal v'chomer, because after all, al chayav krisus mechaperes al chayav yasei lo kol shkein. If a chatos could be mechaper for chayav krisus, it could for sure be mechaper for chayav yasei. So everyone is a bar kapara of the chatas, so it's considered to be that he's chayiv in the kapara of that chatas, and that's why shalol l'shem bailim is going to be possible. Meaning, I shecht my korban chatas l'shem you who are not chayiv anything, then it's considered to be the same as me shechting korban chatas for you who's chayiv a chatas, where that's a psul of shalol l'shem bailim. So that's an automatic psul. The Rambam in the 15th parak of Psul Yamukdashin writes shachta l'shem misha. Einu mechuyev carbon klal lo chatos lo olav lo shar carbonos harezu psula, that if you shechted for somebody else who's not chayiv anything at all, it's puzzle. Why? Shema mechuyevu ve'einu yodea. Maybe he's chayiv something and he doesn't know, and therefore he is included in that halacha. But then a few halachas later the Rambam writes, when you shecht an ola l'shem someone who's not chayiv in it, he says the same reason. Shein lecha adam, he says the reason the Gemara gives over here. Shein lecha adam b'yisrael shalav me'olam al mitzvah sasei. So Kesef Mishnah writes that the Rama must have had must have had a girsa in these two statements of Rava that reflects what he says in the Mishnah Torah. Not that he's just changing the reasoning of the Gemara. He must have had an alternate girsa in the Gemara. But anyway, so says Gemara, le'meimra debas minehi. Do you mean to tell me that kapara for a mitzvah sasei is considered the same min as kapara for a chatas, that it's considered the same type of thing as kapara for a chatas, to the extent that if I shecht my korban chatas l'shem your need for a kapara for a mitzvah sasei, that's called shalol l'shem bailim because we're in the same category? V'amar Rava, chatas sheshchata al misha mechuyiv chatas psula al misha mechuyiv ola ksheira. But didn't Rava tell us that if you shecht a chatas for someone who's chayiv a chatas, that's going to be possible, that's a shinoi bailim. But for someone who's chayiv an ola, it's kosher, because his kapara that he needs is not the same as the kapara of the chatas. So you see that a chatas is not mechaper for the same thing that an ola is mechaper for. So says the Gemara, it sort of is and sort of isn't. Mekiva lo mechapra, mekuvya mechapra. That it's not mechaper mekiva, but it's mechaper mekuvya, which means that it's not, a chatas not mechaper as the standard form of kapara for violation of an assay. It's a kapara that sort of comes in through the side. It comes in as a secondary form of kapara for someone who violates an assay. And therefore, it all works out. If a person shechts a chatas for someone who's chayiv an ola, he's not considered a bar kapara of that chatas, and it's therefore kosher. Because since the person had designated an ola for the assays that he did, he's not going to get a kapara through the side door. He's going to get a kapara only directly through his ola, because if he has a better opportunity to get a direct kapara through his ola, that's the kapara that we're looking for. But if you shecht your korban chatas for someone who doesn't have anything that to bring, he's not chayiv anything that he knows of, so then your korban chatas will work, because that's his only chance. He's not bringing another korban that's more directly going to affect his chiyuv for an asay. So his best chance is mekufya. In the Kutei Halachos, he writes that kapara mekufya is not a kapara gemura, meaning that's what we're trying to say. We're trying to say that if you get a kapara through the side door, kapara through the side door means, mekufya literally means that floats. It sort of just floats on the top. It doesn't really, it's not a direct hit. So the Kutei Halachos says it means it's like a partial kapara. You're not getting a complete kapara. And if you want to get a full kapara for the asay shabiyado, you need to bring another karbonola. However, in the Panim Miiros, he assumes that kapara mikufya of yarshin, that it's mechaper legamri on asay, that you don't need to bring another ola if you discover afterwards that you already got your kapara from a chatas. But in some way, it's a weaker form of kapara. V'yama Rava, and Rava also taught us the following: ola sheshchata shalolishma asul izrukdama shalolishma. once you already shechted your Shalolashma, so you may say, forget it, it's over already. I might as well do the rest Shalolashma. I might as well do the other Avodos Adam Shalolashma. No, don't think that way. You're not allowed to be Zorek the Dam Shalolashma. And this we've already seen earlier. Iba Yisei Makra, Iba Yisei Masvara. You could derive this from a Pasuk, you could derive this from a Svara. How so? Iba Yisei Makra, Motzo Sasecha Tishmar. Remember the Pasuk says, Vasisa Kasher Nadarta Hashem Elka. Nidava, it calls it a neder, calls it a nidava, but we know neder, nidava are entirely different concepts. Hare alai, hare zu, chavas hagavra, chavas hachefza. So why is it that the same thing is called a neder, it's called a nidava? So the pasuk is teaching me that if you messed up and it's and it at least will be a nidava if you didn't do it lishma, and therefore it's not going to solve your neder, your personal chiv. It's not going to be a lebaylum shem chova, but it still has the status of a nidava, and therefore since it's does the Kedusha, like a Nadava, you should still do Lishma. So that is one drasha. Ibai Sem Svara, or maybe we could just figure it out, Misvara, that you're not allowed to do the other Avodah Shalol Lishma. Mishum Deshani Ba, V'chule, because we've already seen this before. Just because you've done one thing wrong, it means you're going to continue to do more things wrong. Just because you did one Avodah Shalol Lishma, you're going to continue to do more Shalol Lishma. Kidderesh Pirka, and this is an unusual thing. The Gemara says, Ayin Sham. Look what we said earlier in the Parak, Daf Beis, Yechazu Daf Beis, and you'll remember. Fine. Via Marava, another statement of Rava. Ola haba liachar misa. Let's say you have a carbonola, the owner of the carbonola died, and the Yorshim bring it after the death of the original owner. Shchata b'shinu kodesh psula. If they shechta b'shinu kodesh, it's going to be possible. It's not going to count for the chiv, and the Yorshim are going to have to bring another ola in its place. But b'shinu b'ilim ksheva. Why? Dein b'ilim lachar misa. If they shechta b'shinu b'ilim, that's fine, because there is no b'ilim anyway. After he dies, there's no b'ilim anyhow. Rav Pinchas prayed Rav Ami Amar, Yesh Bailim Liachar Misa. Absolutely, there are Bailim Liachar Misa. The Yorshim are the Bailim. So the Shinu Bailim is also going to be possible. Amar Le Ravashi, Rav Pinchas prayed Rav Ami. So Ravashi challenges Rav Pinchas prayed Rav Ami. Dafka Ka Amar Mar, Yesh Bailim Liachar Misa. What do you mean, Yesh Bailim Lachar Misa? Do you mean that Yesh Bailim Lachar Misa, that Mamish has a din of Shinu Bailim? That when you shech the carbon, Shlo L'Shem, the Yorshim, then the Yorshim or Mamish can have to bring another carbon? Or maybe that's not what you really meant. Maybe what you meant to say is that the Yorshim are like the Bailim on the carbon, in the sense that if the carbon is shechted L'Shmam, it's mechaper other averos that they happen to have. But even if it's not shecht l'shmam, you're not going to have to replace it with another carbon. You're not going to have to bring another carbon in its place. So I want to know how serious you are about this statement that the yorshim become the bailim. Amalei, dafka kamina. I'm absolutely serious about this. When I said that there's a shinoi bailim lachar misa, I mean that if you shecht a shinoi bailim with the machshav of a shinoi bailim lachar misa, that the yorshim will have to bring another carbon. So it seems that there's a machlokas, the Karen Ora points out, that this machlokas, Rava and Rav Pinchas, is in the gedra of the kapara of the Yorshim in the carbon of their father. That according to Rava, it's only mechaper mikufya, like the Gemara said in Davav, and therefore you don't have to bring a carbon for the sake of their kapara. But according to Rav Pinchas, they're mischaper b'karbon aviyam mikiva, and therefore it has to be shakta l'shma. So that's perhaps what's going on over here. Meaning Yorshim, yes, get a kapara from the carbon of their father, but how much of a kapara do they get from the carbon of their father? Is it mikufi or is it mikiva? Then the Amar Rava, the last statement of Rava, sixth statement of Rava, Ola Doronhi. Even though, yes, an Ola is mechaper from Mitzvah, the real kapara of an Asay doesn't come from the carbon. The real kapara for an Asay comes from Tshuva. An Ola is just an extra gift that we give to keep things smoothed over with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's like the Rashi says, like a person that's Chatal Lefnei HaMelech, and he makes overtures to make sure that he gets forgiveness, and then the next time he sees the Melech, he brings a gift. It's not the gift that is the forgiveness. It's the overtures that he took through other people that managed to secure his forgiveness. But the gift just seems like an appropriate thing to do after they had gone through that rough patch in their relationship. So even though an ola is mechaper, now it's interesting, an ola is mechaper and ase more than a chatas is mechaper and ase, right? We said that a chatas is only mechaper and ase mekufya, not mekiva. An ola is a more direct kapara for an ase. But now we're saying that an ola is not really a kapara on an ase at all, and ola is only a doron. So apparently there are like three levels. There's a direct absolute kapara. There's an indirect, there's a direct Doron level kapara, which isn't really the kapara. And then there's even below that, the indirect Doron level kapara. So that's the discussion in the Achronim. What exactly the Chatos really does for an Aseh, if even an Ola, which is meant to address an Aseh, doesn't really solve the problems of an Aseh. So anyway, it says in our Hechidami, what's the case where the Ola is going to be Mechaber? Either like a Tshuva, if the guy didn't do Tshuva, Zevach Rishoyim Toeva, then it's a Zevach Rishoyim and the whole carbon's invalid. V'idi Ika Tshuva, and if he did do Tshuva, for the averus that he did, so he's mischaper even without an ola. Hatanya, aver al mitzvah seva shav lo zaz mishamat shemochlum lo. It's the ABCs of tshuva. If all he violated was failure to do a mitzvah say, and he does tshuva, so he's going to get mechila right away. Ela shemamina doron hu. What you see is that it's not a genuine mechaper. It's simply a doron. And the simon of chatas al mi mechaper ol lach doron simon. That's simon for the six statements of Rava that we just learned. Tanya nami hachi, and just to support this last statement of Rava, Amar Rabbi Shimon chatas lama ba'a. Why do you bring a carbon chatas? Lama ba'a lechaper. What do you mean? Why do you think you bring a carbon chatas? To get kapara. No. Elo lama ba'a lefnei ola. Why is that a chatas brought before an ola? So the praklit, so he says it's like the praklit shenichnas ritza praklit nichnas doranacharav, that it's a, you have someone that you're sending as a sanegar, someone you're sending as a representative to defend you, goes to the melech to be meratz of the melech and to appease the melech and to smooth things over, and then you bring a doron afterwards, you bring a gift afterwards. That's the purpose of the carbon ola. But bottom line is, you see that the way the way we discuss carbon ola is that it's only a doron, that an ola comes after a chatos because a chatos represents the actual kapara. Then the ola is the gift that you bring later on. So same is true when all you did is violate an asay. Tshuva is the actual kapara, and then after the tshuva, you bring the gift later on. There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim over here that the Gemara says that if you didn't do tshuva for your ola, zevach rishoyim toeva, then it's a toeva anyway. Because the guy's a Rasha. Now, calling someone a Rasha is not just a name you could throw out. There's a halachic category called Rasha. That halachic category would make someone pasul le'edus. So let's say a person doesn't do a mitzvah saseh. Is he pasul le'edus for failure to do a mitzvah saseh? Not the pashtus. Pasul le'edus, we generally assume, is only if a person violated something for which he's chayiv malkus, which would have to be a lo saseh. It's got to be malkus or worse. If he violates a lo saseh midrabanan, he's pasul le'edus midrabanan. The Rambam writes this way explicitly in the 10th parak of Hilchos Eidos. The Torah passes this way in Choshen Mishpat Siman Lamed Aled. That's how we define who's pasul le'edus. So in the Turi Evan, in the Sefer Baruch Tam, and the Minchas Chinuch in the Mitzvah Vav, raise the issue that in our sugya it sounds against all of this. It sounds like he's a Rasha, even if all he does is he fails to do a mitzvah say. So the Minchas Chinuch suggests that it could be that the B'lashon HaTorah, he wouldn't be a Rasha unless he's Chayv Miso or Malkus. And therefore, in order to be a Rasha that's Pasul Eidus, it's got to be Miso or Malkus. But B'lashon, the Navi, he's called a Rasha. But what's called the Rasha B'lashon Navi is different than what's called the Rasha B'lashon HaTorah. Okay, Chutz Min HaPesach V'Achatas. Pesach Minolan. How do I know that a Pesach has to be L'Shma? Shmar is Chodesh Aviv V'Asisa Pesach Shu Kolas Yosav L'Shem Pesach. That everything has to be done L'Shma. Ashkan Shinoi Kodesh, Shinoi Baile Minalim. That only tells me if I shachtet l'shem a different carbon. What if I shachtet l'shem a different Bailim? How do I know that's also possible? Dechsev Amartem Zevach Pesachu Shetezvicha l'shem Pesach. That the shchit has to be l'shem a carbon Pesach. Wait, but that's about Shinoi Kodesh. No, I'm anyway l'shinoi Kodesh. One of the midos Shatar and Josh's ben is that if it doesn't apply to the halacha that it's said by, you can apply it elsewhere. Ashkol the mitzvah la'akev minalan. I only know that ideally you're supposed to shecht at lishma. How do I know that if you don't, that it's going to be pasul? Amar krav is avach to Pesach la'ashem elokecha. That an extra pasuk tells me that it's ma'akev. Maskev l'Rav Safra, hai v'zavachta l'achi udasa. Is that what v'zavachta is coming to teach me? Hami bayulei l'chid Rav Nachman, nam Rav Nachman, nam Rav Ravua, a different halacha, minay l'mosar Pesach. You designate a sheep for a Pesach, then it gets lost. So you bring a different sheep in its place, and then you find the original one. Shekarav shlamim, how do I know that that should be brought as a shlam shenemar? This pasuk, v'zavachta Pesach, Hashem elokech, tzod v'bakar, v'aloein Pesach ba'al min ha'kvasim min ha'izim. Pesach can't come from bakar, it can only come from kvasim and izim. Mikal the mosar pesach sheil dav rabam, and that's on the bakar. That's teaching me that a mosar pesach can be used for, should be used for the type of carbon that could even be brought min a bakar. Umayniu shlamim, and that's referring to a shlamim. Ella amar of safas. Rav Safas says, no, you want to know about shalol shma v'zavach to pesach l'chad Rav Nachman. Shamras chodesh aviv l'mitzvah b'shinu kodesh v'amartem zevach pesach b'shinu baylim l'mitzvah. The word who comes to tell us that it's ma'akev, whether it's Shina Kodesh or Shina Bailim. So says Mar Ashkicha and Zvicha. Actually, we'll start with Ashkicha and Zvicha Bel Shem tomorrow. So now we've shown that Shchita Shalol Shema, Shalol Shem Karban, Shalol Shem Bailim by Karban Pesach is going to be problematic. Bel Shem tomorrow we'll discuss how we know the other Avodah Shalol Shema are also going to be possible.